us so that we make the numbers. There are two more members who are going to be joining us, and so I think we should be able to start. If Secretariat could please give them the attendance register to the two members, ne? To sign, because they are going to have to leave in the next 2 minutes. Yeah, colleagues, there are two, so without much ado, may I declare this meeting officially opened and welcome all of you. We have got in the main two items on the agenda. The first one is the legacy report that we need to have a look at and indicate whether we are happy with it or not. And then from there, the last item is going to be the minutes. May I therefore invite members to make comments, inputs as far as the legacy report is concerned. This report was circulated well in advance. It's straightforward. May I check if members have got issues to raise on the report? Members, are you first page? Maybe I must approach it that way. Any comment on the first page? Second page? Third page? Fourth page? Fifth page? 7, 8, on page 9.2.2, the sub-sentence that reads, the last sentence actually, at the time of reporting, it remained impossible to measure these institutions through performance. And then fully stop. And then it says, as most sub-programs were not measured, it has been practically impossible to measure actual performance. I just feel there's something wrong. If it was to read as follows, at the time of reporting, it remained impossible to measure the institutions through performance, comma, as most, so we continue, as most sub-programs were not measured, fully stop. And the remainder of that sentence then gets deleted. Isn't it? Does it make sense? Yeah.
Agreed.
Agreed, no? Okay. For me, that was the only issue on that page. The page 10, the first sentence there, or at the top, it talks of, well, it's starting from page 9, the absence, of KPIs led to the committee to, in some instances, question the existence of the whole division within the institution because it was unclear what output they were expected to produce. Is that fine? To produce or to achieve or to make? Is to produce, is it okay? Page 10 on top. Yeah, maybe it's not a big issue. I think we can live with it. I was not very sure whether the word produce is appropriate or whether we should replace it. Page 10 at the top, ne? I'm just saying it. Okay. Okay. I think we can pass. And we don't change anything there, it means. Page 11. Page 12. Sure. Page 12.
I'm on page.
Oh, page 11. Dr. Masando?
Sorry. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
That was the question of labor relations.
Yes.
I think that we need to stress the labor relations is a specialized area. Many companies, including companies, do not pay due attention. Therefore, we'd like to add, we must have a sentence there that speaks about the need to employ at a very senior level, someone to deal with labor relations.
Okay, I think the point is very clear. They will just penal bid accordingly, and then that should be okay. Faji, you wanted to advise?
No, I think from what Honorable Mazon said, there is already a person, it's already senior level. The person is already employed. There is, in the structural requirement, there is such kind of a person at a senior level. Employee relations officer.
When was he employed?
When?
Yeah.
So even myself, when I came, he was already been employed.
Okay.
I think
we'll just use the input by Dr. Masondo to improve this paragraph accordingly. Ne? Yeah. Yeah, I think what he is proposing, which has been captured quickly, is that labor relations is a specialized area of work, and many employers in both the private and public sector do not have the expertise to manage labor relations. And then we'll just connect it to what already is captured here. Ne? Thanks very much. Honorable Isaac. And welcome, Honorable Walasa.
Chairperson, thank you. Yeah, I've had some. Am I on it?
Yes,
then I should shift my chair. Sorry, ma'am, I apologize. Okay, I'm good. Chairperson, yes, thanks. Just on page 11 on 9.7.1. Where my colleague has also expressed his views. There remains a matter of concern, and we have to accept and admit that colleagues that will take over from us in the 6th Parliament are really, after reading this report, are really going to ask themselves, what did the 5th Parliament Financial Committee JSCFEFMP, what did this Joint Select Committee really achieve? If you read this entire report, what did we achieve? What are the outcomes that we have achieved? But nevertheless, as that may be, we make recommendations under 9.7.1 the administration should conduct a review of labor relations. We've had ample time. Is there going to be a time frame in the 6th Parliament? I don't know. I probably won't be there. But the crux of the matter is, if you follow on and go on to page 12 under 9.8.1, there is a perfect example when you talk to about the proceedings, etc., regarding the secretary and the issues that have been transpiring in terms of labor relations, as well as the cost to the taxpayer, and we talk on the last sentence, upon finalization, the JSCFMP should be briefed on these matters related to weaknesses in the institutional financial controls and how this will be addressed. Again, it points to the outcomes. What have we done? Basically, let's be honest, we're just passing the buck to the next Parliament, 6th Parliament. Because really speaking, quite frankly, we as this committee should have taken joint responsibility to see to it over this last, specifically the last 12 months, that we were more forceful and that we had come out with some strong objectives to achieve in terms of outcomes before the end of our term. I just wanted to mention that. Thank you.
Yeah. I may want you to come back again to 9.7.1. 5.1, Honorable Isaac, the nature of the report we are discussing, in a way, yes, we are actually passing the buck. We want the sixth parliament, you know, to take note of the issues we have to deal with, those that are still hanging, and direct them accordingly. So as we make an input, please assist in terms of filling whatever gaps you think are there in a particular paragraph or a sentence. Mm-hmm. For instance, under labor relations, Honorable Masondo was able to come in and made an input on how we can strengthen this paragraph, which is captured. So I'm just saying, if you yourself have got some proposal, okay, to make, please feel free, so that we are able to capture the essence, you know, of your input. Yeah, Honorable Divya. Okay. Yes. Any other? No, any other on those pages? Page 13?
Sorry, sir.
Sure.
I don't mean to extend the meeting.
Sure.
But I don't know the feelings, and I'd like to gauge the thoughts and feelings of the rest of the colleagues. Should we then perhaps not, while we're on that subject on 9.7.1,
yeah,
should we perhaps then not as a committee recommend a time frame to the sixth parliament that within the next 12 months of the sixth parliament having convened, that be addressed and finalized. Something concrete, that's just perhaps my suggestion. Otherwise, it might drag on for another 3-4 years.
Okay. Is that proposal okay, colleagues? It's fine, eh? Within 12 months of the start of the sixth parliament. Okay? I think that is... Honorable Coleman?
I don't know whether I agree with that.
Okay.
To the sixth parliament, because they will be having authority over this. We can just indicate that this was our shortcoming, but then, but you can just recommend, because we are indicating the area that we need them to look into, but you can't give them the time frame, because now you are dictating to them on how to do.
We recommend that within 12 months, something like that.
Okay, perhaps a middle road where we do not necessarily have to be prescriptive in terms of the time frame itself, but using a little bit of a stronger word or wording to say that the matter needs some urgent attention. Yeah, just capture it somewhat. Yeah, thanks. Okay, sure. Thanks. Did I see a hand before Honorable Isa came back? No, I don't. Okay. Oh, Honorable Libya?
Chairperson, I don't want to take you back, but the practical thing is, is there an arrangement for a joint standing committee to have alternate members?
Okay.
And that's where the legal people must assist us.
Okay.
Because there's no alternatives for us. As committee members. No, I'm just putting it.
Okay.
Other committees, we have alternatives. Okay. I'm just asking the question.
Okay.
I just want it to be noted. That's
all. I think there's a paragraph where the report is dealing with the functionality and otherwise of the committee. I think that comment is a proposal, actually. Can we capture it there? To say that, to ensure that the committee is able to meet and discharge its responsibilities, we propose that the issue of alternate members be provided for in this committee as well.
Yeah.
Okay,
thank you.
Any other matter, colleagues? On page 13? Page 12, yeah.
I think we have a problem. I don't know if I read this properly. At a point where I think we're going to meet where the how we feel and we never have been in effect. The issue will be, if the DC process fails to be, will be forced with one option. Either we pay a huge amount of money or we must come back to Parliament. The reason why I'm raising this issue is that this whole thing of suspending people when you don't have a case must really be careful in what you do. And if you have a case, the case can't go on forever. It must be concluded one way or the other. It's not a matter of principle. Otherwise, we run the risk of coming across indecisive lack of focus and all sorts of things. So what I want to say is that this matter must be concluded. It can't be concluded by the district make a decision and so on. We can't have Parliament pay the six Parliament, seventh Parliament and so on, simply because these issues actually foreseen and planned for the district.
Okay. Thanks, Chair. For sure that will be captured. We need to capture, I think, the serious concern that the committee has on the prolonged process regarding this matter with its huge financial implications. I think let's find a way of capturing somewhere there. And I think we'll do that. Yeah, but I wanted to also just reiterate something that Honorable Masondo said. I think that was it. And then, the committee recommends that this case should be finalized as soon as possible. I think this one should just come before the last sentence. Ne? Yes. Okay, Honorable Coleman.
Me because it was like we are saying nothing about that. We recommending that they should continue waiting for the finalization
So let's try to use a better and stronger wording there in terms of this matter having to be concluded like yesterday. Any further comments, comrades, honorable members? Page 13. Acknowledgements. Are you feeling okay? Have you been acknowledged adequately? Secretariat, you are fine. Okay. I think so. We are happy with the report. So the report is accordingly.
I propose for adoption.
Yes. Second, that Honorable Masondo, any objection? None. So the report is adopted with those adjustments. Ne? Yes. Sure. Yes.
I'm not sure of the structure, whether it followed the same template that all committees were given. Yes, I can see that recommendations are incorporated in each and every area, but I thought we'll have a clear the observations because the committee needs to make its own observations. Based on that, and then you say recommendations. This is what we're recommending, so that it's very clear that these are the recommendations. Because right now it's just put and sometimes not very clear of and succinct as to what exactly the committee is saying in some of these areas. thought, maybe I would say it's a method of doing, of writing a report, but I thought the legislature is following the same template.
May I get some advice on that, especially from Secretariat? This is the first legacy report I'm involved in. Yes, okay. Yeah, no, thank you. Actually, honorable comment is correct. There is a template for ordinary reports that you have your own observation and recommendation. But here, there was a specific template for legacy report, and it was very, this one was tempered with it because it was incoherent. That's what you find in one of the comments, for example, Auditor General. There's a specific template that is made for legacy report, which it was not, we didn't even, as a secretariat, we didn't find it coherent, we even tempered with it so that we can make it a little bit the report sound. Thus, we tried to comply but tempered with it. There is a template that was circulated for legacy report for all committees to comply with for this particular fifth term. But we say to you that we tempered with that template because in order to try to make it coherent, because the template is not friendly using. I mean, it is very, very awkward.
Okay. Honorable Masanda? Do you want to press the
comment agrees. I would have liked to make a proposal that this whole question of observations be catered for in the report. And the way that should be done is to look at all the discussions we've had over a period of time and have a high-level summary of those reflected.
Okay. Sorry. Honorable Coleman?
Thanks, Chair, and I'm sorry for coming back. Of course, I would agree, but I'm not convinced of the reasons why that template was overlooked. Because all of us had to follow that, irrespective of whether we agreed with it or we didn't agree with it, with the template, because the legacy report template. It was sort of trying to make it easier even for the administration to be able to incorporate whatever into one, so that it's easier for them to deduct or to from the very same report as to what exactly this committee was saying and what this committee was saying.
Okay.
Because they wanted to consolidate into one.
Okay.
This one, really, we have to come up with observations and clear recommendations.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Sandy? Yeah.
So, members, what I can propose is how we drafted it, we say challenges, but those are really the observations. Those were really the observations. So what we could do is we could break Part D up in two parts with observations first and then the corresponding recommendations in the next part. Alternatively, we could put the observation, leave the paragraphs as they are, and italize the observation, the recommendation part, so that it stands out.
Okay, I think let's agree that we have a section dealing with observations. Observations, she's right. They're actually captured as challenges in the report, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So let's have a section dealing with observations where you are going to transfer all the challenges there under observations, and then from there we've got recommendations as here captured. So we're agreed, you know?
Okay.
Thank you very much. With that, I think the report is then adopted. And I think it will be redrafted in a way that it complies with the proposals as adopted. Colleagues, may we then quickly go through the minutes of the 21st November 2018, eh? First page, colleagues, are you okay? Second page. Third page, fourth page, fifth page. May I have someone moving for adoption? De Beer moves and the Honorable Masondo seconds, and there's no objection, so the minutes are adopted. The other minutes? The 13th of March, first page. None. Second page. Third page. The last page. So, is that you want to move for the adoption?
I will move.
Okay. Honorable Isaac moves. Seconder. Honorable Masondo seconds. So no objection. The minutes are duly adopted. Is that fine? The last one for yesterday. The first page. Second page. Third page. Fourth, fifth page, sixth, seventh. I am being fast because these minutes were circulated long in advance, and in fact, the minutes should be taken as read. And the question is, are we happy? Can we adopt? May I have someone moving for adoption? Okay. Honorable Isaac moves because he's happy with the minutes, not because of time. Any seconder? Honorable Abasa seconds. No objection. The minutes are duly adopted. Is that all? Yes, thank you very much, colleagues. At the beginning of the meeting, I omitted to deal with the issue of apologies. We do have members who apologize, one of whom is the co-chairperson, who has not been very okay. Yesterday, he forced himself to be part of our meeting, but today he couldn't make it. Other apologies?
Apologies are from Mr. Singh, Ms. Mutara, Ms. September, Dr. Matseha, Mr. Waters, and those are the only ones.
Okay. Alex, with that, it looks like this is our last meeting for the term. May I take this opportunity to thank all of your colleagues for your support, your dedication to this committee, to the work this committee had to do. I think we have been able to do our best under the circumstances to make sure that we push through the program, the reports that came to our committee, and also to the secretariat, to the support staff for the hard work that they had to do to make sure that we are prepared when we come to these engagements. Once again, thank you very, very much, colleagues. This meeting is closed. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.